Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-A-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Johnny?
Oh, dude, we're hanging out. We're trying to bring some knowledge to the folks of the world that listen to our podcast. All three of them. The three of you are going to get some big knowledge today.
All three of you.
Yeah. So, no, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, whether you're joining us on Spotify or iTunes. That's where we can auditorily stimulate you. Or Crazy Town Media on YouTube. This dude does Twitch things.
Don't you ever try to stimulate me auditorily, Jonas.
Right?
Yeah, right now. TNT, I'm on YouTube. Wait, I'm on Twitch.
Yeah, you're on Twitch, dude.
That's TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T underscore Crazy Town at twitch.tv. Come hang out.
Awesome. TNT, we're going to do an experiment. I found a website that shows the ridiculous amount of money that the rich people in this world make compared to the average man.
Oh, hell yeah.
The website is mibezos.com. And it calculates money. Like, as soon as you go to the website, it starts calculating how much money people make. And it tells you how much Bezos, Elon, Zuckerberg, Gates, a top 0.1% income earner, a top 1% income earner, an average American, and a minimum wage worker. It tells you how much all – like, you start the page, and it starts making money as if you were one of these people.
Well, we're just constantly losing money, you know.
So – well, yeah, that's true. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let this run, and at the end of the episode – we're going to compare how much money the minimum wage worker would make compared to how much Bezos makes compared to how much Bill Gates makes in, like – a. Our episodes are, what, 20, 25 minutes?
Sure. It seems to me as though, like, I'm constantly losing money if I'm not at work. And, like, a lot of people make that what they call horizontal money.
Okay, what's that?
Horizontal money is money you make while you're laying down.
Oh, passive income.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Another way to
put it. Well, I mean, this is like, I think this is more like hourly rate broken down by how many you make in a year. But, you know, it's like if you take the amount of money somebody makes over a year and divide it by however many seconds are in a year, it calculates it like that.
Sure. I mean, so, on average, still.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, start it right at the beginning. And then maybe when we have 5 minutes left, I'll go through and kind of talk about how much, so you can just see the disparity from like a minimum wage worker to Bezos.
You know, it's funny. I was just, this is like totally on the same eat the rich idea, but I was just looking at something on Reddit, of course.
Okay.
Where it was talking about like the difference between like prices and like how much people make. It was talking about like a poor man can buy like boots for like $10. All right.
Right.
Back in the day, where a rich man could buy a pair of boots for $50. But the boots for $10, he's going to have to replace every year. The
right.
Boots that are $50 last him 10 years.
Right.
So it's like you're paying $10 every year.
Right. And the proportion of how long you have to work to pay for those boots is a lot more, too. So the rich man, he pays $50 for boots that will last 10 years. He works maybe an hour or two at the most.
Right.
Poor man can work couple hours to make these boots and then have to replace them every year.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy. So I wanted to do that because it was, because I was watching it the other day. I was playing with it and I was like, oh wow, that's interesting. So
can we do a real quick callback, seeing as the world on our eat the rich?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Let's go.
So since March 13th.
March 13th. Okay, yeah.
That's when Massimo Giuliani.
Okay.
Ended up in prison. I mean, ended up taken into custody by authorities.
Is that 6ix9ine?
No, Massimo Giuliani is Aunt Becky's husband.
Oh, he was taken. Oh, dude, he got put in right before a lockdown.
So,
like 3 days before pandemic.
Well, he basically just turned himself over. And was like, yeah. So he's probably gonna get time served.
Yeah, he's been in there for what? Six months.
So no, because they got released on $1 million bond. I just realized they got released on bond. Okay, but. They did get their sentencing finally, and Massimo has to do 5 months in prison.
Which he's already done.
I don't think he's done it because they did get out on $1 million bond shortly after turning themselves in. And Lori Loughlin's going to have to do 2 months in prison plus 100 hours of community service. I'm sure Massimo had some community service as well.
Yeah.
And they both, I think Aunt Becky has like a $100,000 fine and Massimo has a $250,000 fine. That, coupled on with the $500,000 that they paid to get their two daughters in school and the $1 million bond.
They get the bond back, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Plus the fines, though. That's a lot of money.
Wait, so their fine for what they did wasn't even as much as they paid to get their kid into school?
No.
That's fucked up.
No. What?
The fine should be at least what you paid to corrupt the educational system.
Whoa, I didn't realize you felt so strongly about modern education.
Absolutely I do. If you're gonna, like, so you spend $500,000 to corrupt an educational institution and they're like, pay $100K.
No, it's $350 between the two of them. $350K between the two of them.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Not, you're not, that's not enough for you. It's not enough.
Nah, dude, how does that teach him a lesson?
I'm pretty sure that, you
the
know,
public shaming and the
5 months behind bars, the public opinion, 2 months behind bars. You know, I doubt if they'll even serve the full.
They kicked her off Fuller House, which even on Fuller House, I don't even know.
I don't know, probably.
Yeah.
I think she did have some deals to be on it, but no. No, it's not happening, man.
Oh, well.
Well, it's just a little update, man, to sell you that they finally got their due desserts, Jonas. Whether you think it's enough or not.
You know what? You do fucked up shit. Fucked up shit happens to you.
Yeah, man.
If you get caught.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what I hate about these sort of situations is they will be sorry, but they're only sorry they got caught. They would do it again if they could guarantee they wouldn't get caught.
Yes. And honestly, if they had just, like, plea bargained at the beginning and just took their 2 weeks in prison. It'd be a big different deal right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, if they would have got caught and just been like, yeah, we did it. We're sorry. Yep. We'll take our...
Here's the fine. We'll take our 2 weeks in jail, and we'll be back on our way.
Yeah.
Because that's what other people... That was comparable sentencing to the other people involved. But they were like, no, we're going to fight it in court.
We didn't do anything wrong. You absolutely did something wrong. Like, no matter how much you say it's not wrong, it's still wrong. So, I wanted to touch base on this with you, because this is something that I think I have done, but I think you said that you do this a lot.
Whoa.
Where you'll be at like a bar out with people or at a party or whatever, and all of a sudden everybody's like, where's TNT? Oh, he at home in bed.
Yeah, I dip. I'm a dippy. I'm a dipsy doodle.
So what I didn't realize, that this has a name.
It's psychological.
It's called the Irish Goodbye.
Hell yeah, Joe. There's some handing them out.
Yeah, and it said that it was, you know, the premise of leaving a party or gathering or whatever without saying goodbye to the hosts. At least goodbye to the hosts of the party.
Yeah, Jonas, I love it when there's a hint of racial...
Right, and they said something. There was another one. There was like a French something and a Dutch something. But the reason they actually call it the Irish Goodbye, it is not due to racism.
I'm pretty sure, but okay.
It is based on what happened during the potato famine back in the 1800s.
Mm.
Because what happened is a bunch of Irish people...
Mm-hmm.
Left for America because of the potato famine.
Okay.
And then a lot of them left without being able to say goodbye to all their friends and family, and they knew that once they left for America, they probably would never see them again.
Damn.
Because they were like, they got on the boat, dude, quick as they could, and they were gone.
It's just like the idea of leaving your family to starve.
Bye, Tony. We'll see you never. Have fun with all that non-food and Irish.
Now I kind of want to know what the other ones were. Like,
it was the same. It was just they call it. It was like it was. I had it written down on the other card, and I ran out of room, and I threw it away.
The French sayonara.
Yeah, it was like the Dutch leave and like the French express or something. I don't know.
The Russian arrivederci.
The Russian roulette. Yeah, dude. So I thought that I know that you can resonate with that.
What's the black one, Jones? I want to know what that one. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
What? I want to know what it is.
The white one's called Let Me Talk to Your Manager.
I'm not even going to make the joke what the black one was. I had one in my head, but I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it alone. I give them too much sometimes. They might be like, whoa.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know. I mean,
it's TNT.
I'll talk to your manager, and then I'm going to go to the... Now all of a sudden, I'm gone. So, I didn't read the full story, but I guess like some lab in New Jersey like gave NFL players like 12 false corona positives per team. Like there was like a big uproar because they thought all these NFL players were like corona, and they were like, oh hey, yeah, we messed up.
False positives.
Yeah. I'm like, were they really false positives though? Or were they like, how are we gonna save the season if every team has 12 players that are positive?
They were like, shh, they're millionaires, just give them the vaccine. That's really what fucking happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I did see a story too that China's claiming they've been giving people a vaccine for a few months. And
so,
I was like,
so is Russia.
Russia tested theirs on like 8 people and they're like, it's good.
One of them was Putin's daughter.
Oh boy. Next thing you know, they're all going to be growing rats out their neck.
Wait, come on. What do you think? Russian scientists can't come up with
shit? I highly believe that that was a lie, that Putin's daughter got it.
Do you believe that Sputnik was a lie?
I believe that Skolnick Metal Face is alive and well.
No, Sputnik was the first space thingy.
Oh, that they beat us to space?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, whatever.
What are you one of those deniers? Do you think it was done in a lab? I mean,
oh, walking on the moon?
Yeah, like a studio? Was it a soundstage?
No, dude, I don't. I mean, I'm indifferent, dude, whatever. Whatever it is, dude, it is. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion.
You don't think it's kind of odd that back in, like, when did the moon landing happen?
Like 1969 or something? Yeah.
Yeah, do you really think, like, 60s technology? We're talking about, like, 8-track players, man.
Well, here's the thing that is kind of funky about that. It happened that long ago, and obviously technology was nowhere near what it is today.
Exactly.
And Elon ain't like, I'm going to go to the moon and put something on the moon. He can fly a motherfucking rocket out tomorrow to the moon.
That's yeah.
No one's been back to the moon since.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. It's like if you think about it back then, like a computer took up 7 rooms just to like play an MP3. The equivalent of playing an MP3.
Right. It was like a program that went, do you like books? Yes. And it's like, we do too. It's like...
They had like these giant punch cards. Yeah, exactly, man. So... I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I'm not going to sit up here and say there's no way with 1968, 69 technology we did it, but it seems a little far-fetched.
It does. It absolutely does. I don't know. It just seems a little weird. God, what else was I going to say? There was something else I was going to
talk talking about. We were talking about a cure for the coronavirus, apparently. I just kind of took it up to the space thing.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to give us the cure, Jonas?
No, and I don't, and this is why I write things down, because I don't want to sit here and go, what was I going to say? So anyways, it'll pop in my head or it won't. In Tokyo...
Is this the cure for the coronavirus?
No.
Oh, that was over? I thought
it was. I just saw that they had there were some false tests for NFL players that made me like kind of question, like, were they really false tests, or are they just like lab go, oh yeah, those are false tests? You ain't heard about false positives for coronavirus anywhere. All of a sudden NFL players have it. It's for false positives.
It's probably just a mistake. Clerical error.
Yeah. Oh, we checked Y instead of N. I circled Y. Do I have corona? Circle Y or N.
No, somebody actually dumped a vial of blood into another vial of blood. It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know how
you know how labs are and all.
Yeah, you know, so unsafe and unorganized and open air and just stuff.
Honestly, if you've seen any superhero origin story, basically labs are awful, dude.
Everything's just open and spilling everywhere. Right. There's no precautions.
Jurassic Park.
Come on. Spiders are just biting each other. And,
it's rampant, man.
Yeah, dude, I feel you. So, all right, we'll talk about... public toilets, man.
Oh man, this takes me back to like the first, very, very, very first season, Jonah, with toilet etiquette.
How do you feel about public toilets?
How do I feel about them?
Yeah, do you avoid them? Do you use them?
I don't know if I've ever felt about public toilets. I don't like. I'm not sitting on it. All
right. Right. I will pee in any public restroom.
Well, yeah, we're dudes. We can handle that, man. We got carte blanche.
Yeah, but sitting down, dude, it's a emergency situations only, unless it's work, home,
yeah,
or like maybe a friend's house. If it's like one of those, I will do all I can, but if I'm going to be there for an extended period of time.
So do you do the hover
at a friend's?
Yeah, I guess. Or no. At a public toilet. Women hover.
Dude, if I have to use a public toilet, I will like get some wet tissues and like try to like wipe it down a little bit like before I sit on it. I'll still put like paper down. I'll do everything I can. So
I was going to say, you're like taking wet toilet paper and putting it down.
Or like a paper towel. Like I'll grab a wet paper towel and wipe the seat. Because, dude, guys are gross. There's pee all over every toilet seat.
Absolutely. But in my head, I just picture you like taking toilet paper over to the sink, getting it damp, and then like putting
Toilet paper, but I meant paper towel.
Putting like damp toilet paper around the seat. Okay, you know, whatever you into.
But yeah, but anyways, Tokyo, they have put see-through toilets in public places. They're made of glass.
Why?
It's called smart glass. And so you can see inside the restroom and see how clean it is before you go into it. So, so like, because they have, they said, I guess, like, it's the fight that public toilets are dark, dirty, smelly, and scary places. You don't have to worry about there being, like, a person in there trying to get you. And then when you go in and you flip the switch, the glass turns opaque and you can't see inside any longer.
Oh.
So, like, when no one's in it, you can see inside it. You can see it's clean or dirty or whatever.
Okay.
And then when you go in and lock the door, flip the light on or whatever, the glass, it's smart glass, so then it becomes opaque.
Oh, it's like what they keep, what they have in, like, offices and stuff. Like, those offices where you, like, close the door and then the room goes. I've always thought that was cool.
Yeah, like, you walk in, it's dark, and all of a sudden the light turns on, you're like, whoa.
No, no, I mean, like, the offices that are, like, they look like they're all glass and they're open, but as soon as you, like, close the door or you, like, flip a switch in there, like, all the walls kind of go, like blurry.
Oh, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's along those lines, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand, like, I don't know if I want to, like, go into a clear stall. Because sometimes, you know, I get into the stall and I'm already at my pants.
No, it's like a glass room. It's like in a public area, so it's
that's what I'm talking about.
You have your pants down before you even get the door locked?
Sometimes you gotta go for your pants before you go for the door, man. Like, I don't want to see everybody in my urgency, because there's a moment where it's like flip pants, and I need to, you know, depending on how bad I gotta go.
Wow. Know? That's extreme.
And sometimes I just like to go with the door open. I'm a male, Jonas. I don't go into a stall and close the door every time. Mm.
Even in public?
What is somebody going to do? Somebody going to come from behind me and, like, whisper something in my ear while I'm taking a piss? I'm a guy, Jonas. We can pee anywhere.
Wow. I guess you're just free.
Hold up. Are you telling me is that we go to the movie theater someday when the pandemic ends?
Yeah, yeah.
We go to the movie theater and we go into the bathroom and, let's say, the third stall, the one right next to the handicapped handicapped stall, doors open. You don't just walk in there, take your foot, lift the seat up, and just go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about going poop, dude. I was like, I'll just go in there and pee. Like, whatever, dude.
I'm not just pooping with the door
open. That's what I thought you meant. I was like, wow, okay, freedom ring, dude.
That's why I said I'm a guy, we can go anywhere.
Yeah, dude. I just walk in and like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, if you're in a clear box, Jonas, everybody's going to see you with your dork hanging out.
Yeah, you know.
That's not
cool.
Maybe
you'll get me a date.
In the men's bathroom.
It's in a park, dude. It's like, it's a standalone structure in a public park.
No, like, but isn't it still like a men's room and a woman's
bathroom? I don't know, dude. Truth not facts, dude. It was the technology I was talking about, not like the intricacies of dating a man in a urinal.
Well, I'm sorry, Jonas, but I think that erring on the side of caution and privacy is more important than my personal opinion or stigma towards a fucking public toilet.
Since you talked about privacy, I have another toilet story we're going to piggyback right off of. Amsterdam.
Oh, Jesus.
Has now put urinals in potted plants in public.
This is so dumb. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
It's dumb.
That the urinals.
Why?
Because they were
to
discourage people from peeing in the streets.
No.
Because they had such a problem with people peeing in the streets
See?
That they have like bushes that have urinals built in. And so people can pee in those in front of everyone in the streets still. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's still public urination.
They collect the urine and make fertilizer with it.
Shut up, not collecting. Oh, my God.
And then I guess, like, when I found this story on Reddit, and when I got into the comments, because I was like, this seems really fucked up. People were saying in that when they've been to Amsterdam, it is almost impossible to find a public toilet or a public trash can. They said it's like you will go blocks without finding a trash can, and there's like no public restrooms like anywhere. And they said, and then you see trash all over the street because people are just like, well, fuck it. I can't find a trash can. I'm just going to throw.
Really?
And I guess what other people have said in the comments too is they had such a huge problem of people like doing drugs in public restrooms that they basically closed public restrooms. And wow. then their solution is like, public toilets, like just pee right in the street, like
wow.
And I don't know how true that is. It was all from comments and Reddit, but it made sense. Like,
I mean, it's known as the party. It's a party town.
Yeah, I mean, and this is in the red light district as well. You know what I mean? Yeah, which is like the
party epicenter,
party sex district. You know, yada
party
yada
city.
So, all right, wow. We are going to get back to M.I. Bezos because the episode's winding down.
All right.
So, fine. In the time, it's been about 20 minutes. I'm going to start with the minimum wage worker.
So us.
If you made minimum wage.
Yes.
In this amount of time, you would have made 61 cents.
61 cents in 20 minutes?
In the time that we were talking.
Sure. Okay.
This is like over, I think it's over.
On average.
On a second per day. Like, instead of being like an 8-hour shift, to be over the course of a day.
Yo, good job on your 61 cents, folks.
The average American, $2.28.
That sounds about right.
If you were a top 1% income earner in our country, you would have made $30.50.
A 1%er.
Yeah, this is like over seconds over a day. And then the top 0.1%, so like even the top 10 of that would have made $117.
Nice.
So now we get into the super rich dudes.
Super rich.
Bill Gates, in the same amount of time,
pocket watch,
would have made $340,000.
No. So more than $500,000.
A third of $1 million.
So, yeah, I mean, almost
Zuckerberg
half a million.
Zuckerberg would have made $897 million.
Almost $1 million in every 20 minutes.
Elon Musk would have made $2.7 million.
Oh.
And Bezos.
Oh, here we go.
$3.3 million.
In 20 minutes.
In 20 minutes.
Is that net or gross? I'm kidding.
So Bezos made $3.3 million. A minimum wage worker made 61 cents.
Yeah.
The average American made $2.
Well, you know what they say, Jonas.
Can't even join them?
They say, the boss makes a dollar, I make a dime, and that's why I poop on company time. Bringing it full circle.
Dude. Who doesn't love to shit on the clock?
Right?
Take that. I get a 15-minute break, and I get a 15-minute poop break.
You damn right.
Shit. Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
You never heard that one?
I hadn't, dude. No. I don't know. I feel like I should have.
Yeah, dude, that's right up your alley.
It is. Dad jokes. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe. This dude, he does Twitch things, and yeah.
TNT Dynamite, I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
For Jonas, we'll catch you on the next one. We are...